Join Fareed Kamani on his journey into the tech startup world. The Back to Fronty podcast, available on Capital FM SoundCloud.
All right, here we are on the Fronty podcast. My guest this week is Davina Leonard, my co-host on our radio show, Capital in the Morning, but also a film producer, a filmmaker, a film screenwriter, right? Does write scripts of films.
Exactly.
What else? You've got a ton of things under your belt.
No, when there's the odd role, I have been known to be in front of the camera.
Right, and we're going to talk about that as well, because you actually have a film sitting on a very popular streaming VOD OTT platform. Let me break that down for you. Video on demand, you know. OTT is over the top, so anything that streams over the internet is an OTT platform.
Okay.
So let's talk a little bit first and foremost about how you got into this industry and why you ended up in the creative arts, and now, you know, I know you have a theater background as well, but why film and television?
Actually, it was just kind of a needs must vibe. My first love is theater, and actually it's much harder to be a theater actor than a film actor. You know that film is the director's medium, theater is the actor's medium. But, you know, I came back to Kenya after drama school, and I realized very, very quickly that there was not that theater audience appetite and respect for the arts. That's a whole nother topic. But I just suddenly started getting approached for film work and TV work. So I was just like, yeah, let me do that. It's more lucrative, if you can imagine, than theatre.
But you're talking about a medium, film and television. Traditionally, the medium itself is dying.
Yeah.
People rarely watch, quote unquote, television anymore. I'm talking about your free-to-air channels. I can go as far as saying people, you know, are watching less and less satellite and cable television as well, which I think is quite obvious. Numbers are dwindling globally around the monthly subscription of TV and satellite and cable. But there's also a move towards video on demand streaming services. You've got your Netflix, your Amazon Prime, Disney Plus. Here in Kenya or Africa, we've got Showmax. Safaricom Bays has got one. There's Iroko TV from Nigeria. So they're a dime a dozen. The problem that still exists in this industry, and you probably felt this too, we're going to talk about this, is that filmmakers in Africa are not paid the reflective compensatory rate that their peers are paid in Europe and the US and in now the East as well, India and the Far East, right? Look at Korea and China, and then you've got India with Bollywood, and then obviously you've got Hollywood, and you've got the European film industry. All of these are starting to churn out huge budgets for productions. In Africa, we've got a different set of problems, right? Okay, so we know that there's often the issue of quality, which was the usual excuse we got as filmmakers. Oh, but the quality is different in Africa, so you can't be paid the same as everyone else. But that has rapidly changed. Would you not agree?
I think it all boils down to the one thing, right? I think it all boils down to respect. You respect someone if you pay them accordingly. And there is no respect for producers, directors, filmmakers. And it's super, super sad. But absolutely, like, even being on a film set, comparing it to being on a film set in the UK when I was there working and a film set here, it comes down to respect and knowing and valuing a person's time, a person's creativity, a person's skill. And of course, yeah, it's really, really sad.
The onus would be on the film commissions in the countries, right? And of course, the people who pay for those films. Now, if you take Netflix, for example, and I read this study recently, so I didn't conduct this study, so hear me out. They're paying between $5,000 and $90,000 for Nollywood films. Right? Mm-hmm. Nollywood, of course, is the biggest film industry on the continent. Mm-hmm. And I think it's top four or five in the world, possibly number three.
Is that feature or short?
Feature, film.
$5,000.
To $90,000. So a lot of Nigerian filmmakers are taking their films to the cinema, right? Mm. Making their money in the cinema, which has a limited seating capacity of 180, 250 seats maximum, I guess. And then afterwards saying, okay, you can have it to the VOD and OTT platforms. You just pay whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
The narrative has to change. Right? The narrative has to change. How do we change that narrative? What would be the one way or a variety of ways you would see that we can change the narrative? Because if you look at the quality of films and TV series coming off the continent now, you can't compare it to what it was 5 years ago, even 3 years ago. We've upgraded the standard of quality, but that hasn't reflected in the compensation for that production.
The problem is, Fareed, is that you... At the point you get to receiving your offer letter from these platforms, you're just so grateful. You're just so grateful that it wants to be picked up.
Then are you willing to say, I've got a film on platform A? Okay, I'll use that. Just for example, I've got a film on Amazon.
Okay.
And that's good enough for me. Because then that's almost like the begging bowl culture, right?
It is 100% begging bowl culture. Like when we made our short that is now on a leading streaming platform, we went everywhere for months. It was completely begging bowl. It's beg, borrow, or steal.
And what was the compensation like? Can you say that on the podcast? Can you actually tell us what the compensation, or are you too embarrassed to say the figure you got?
Both. I actually can't say it legally.
And it's embarrassing.
It is. It is completely. It definitely did not cover our expenses.
Right.
And you know, when you start now looking for funding to make a film, we were also begging.
Right.
Right. For an amazing script, an amazing cast, an amazing crew, we had to call in favors. We had to do all of these things. Filmmakers know, artists know that that's what you do, right? And we can't say, but it was complete. It wasn't even. We didn't cover our costs.
Okay. So you actually
we sold it for that. Though.
So basically, you can proudly say, I've got a film on platform A. It's a VOD platform, one of the leading platforms in the world. And that is good enough.
You sell it for the name. You sell it for that platform. And you say, okay, well, you know, then maybe I can leverage it. You start making sort of bargaining agreements
in
your mind.
Yeah, which is begging bowl culture. That's what's hurting us. So there has to be a solution somewhere in the world.
I hope so.
There has to be a solution for Africa. I'll tell you a little bit about what we're doing as we create a brand new platform for African content. It's called Fronty. Fronty is designed to pay a fair price for content. But the key about what we're trying to do here is we're trying to take the highest quality productions from Africa, right? So I agree. If the production is crap, it should be paid crap. If it's a good production...
Who's going to decide what's good or not?
No, I mean, there are basic broadcast standards you have to pass, right?
Audio so it's the levels. Quality of the...
It's the whole film. Okay, let's break down a film's identifiers.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, it's the creative behind the film,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the screenplay. Then it's the quality of the performances.
Yeah.
Then it's the direction and production.
So you're going to go through all of those
things.
Okay, a question for you. Are you going to give the larger creative population that breakdown and say, this is what we expect?
So the manual's already been created
for
the producers and directors.
That's awesome.
And the content creators. That includes even down to the codec, i.e. how they should send the film in and what format it should come to us in, right? So all that has been
done. Consideration.
For consideration. Then
Amazing.
If it passes all the broadcast standards, we have to look at storyline.
Yeah.
Because there are great, wonderfully produced films. I'll give you one right now that cost, I think, $300 million, which is King Kong. But the storyline was pathetic and poor, right? And that's why it never made its money back. Another one is Waterworld, starring Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah.
So those films were, they met highest quality of broadcasting, but they would never make their money because storyline is vitally important. And look, as Africans, we love stories.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, even us as Indians of Indian descent in Africa, we also storytellers and story receivers. Our parents, we grew up with generations of stories as well. So we're also a unique market in terms of what we want in a film. We don't need CGI, blockbuster Hollywood special effects. You want a really good story, right? Right. So all of that will be broken down. Then we go through a high-level quality control process. And then if we accept your film, we put it on the platform, the Fronty platform. The Fronty platform is remarkable. I've been working with developers now this is going into month two. And we just did our first demo last week. Incredible. So what will happen is your film will sit on Fronty. Say your film. Can you tell us what the film was called?
Poacher.
And we can decide on a cost per view. So say we decide on $2 per view.
Okay.
It's 200 shillings. Do you think there's a market out there that would pay $2 to watch that?
It's less than the cost of a cup of coffee.
Correct. And less than a movie ticket, right?
Yeah.
But we will have, it'll feel like you're in an immersive cinematic experience.
Nice.
And then you'll watch your movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy tickets for friends all over the world so you can sit down virtually and watch it together. There'll be a private chat box for the group that you bought tickets for and a public chat box as well for if you want to chat with everyone watching the movie from all over the world. Difference is we can sell more than 200 seats.
Wow.
We can't sell out our cinema.
And most importantly, I can wear my pajamas.
Right. So I'm going to pull out my calculator now, okay?
Okay.
How many people, and this is a little bit of math I want you to just think about, okay? How many people do you think will pay $2 to watch it globally? And you'll push it as well. We know that because you'll want people to watch it.
Yeah, of course.
So how many people do you think you can get globally? Not people you know, the general public. First of all, tell us, what is the film about?
The film is a drama. It's a short film. It's a drama about the people who live their lives to protect Kenyan wildlife.
So it's of very relevant interest.
Completely. It's globally, completely contemporary, actually. Completely important.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen it where it sits. Its quality standards are international.
Mm-hmm.
The acting is super. You play the hero or heroine, if you will. Not to be confused, of course, with heroine, which is a drug. So it meets all the quality standards. Mm-hmm. That could sit on Fronty. So if it's a short,
yep.
It's about 20 minutes long.
28 minutes.
28 minutes.
Yeah.
How many people do you think would watch that and pay $2?
Easily 100,000.
100,000, okay. So let's do the math. 100,000 times $2 is $200,000, okay?
Yeah.
You will... This is the beautiful part now. I don't know what this platform paid you.
Yeah.
So you wake up one morning and you've made $20,000. You just drag it into your mobile wallet. You're $20,000 rich. You've done nothing.
I hate it when that happens.
And but again...
That's insane.
The possibility of illegally streaming your film is very low. So that's the mindset behind Fronty. Now, the reason that I wanted to create this is really... There are a few reasons. Number one, I've met a lot of people like you who have made great productions and been paid literally nothing for them. You couldn't even cover your costs. So this is, they call it, oh, it's a passion project. Yeah, well, a passion project can still pay you money.
I still need to eat.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Passion, you can't eat passion. You know what I mean? Passion's not going to buy you a coffee and a croissant at our cafe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I've been in this industry for 22 years now in media, and 17 of which I've been doing TV. And I can honestly say, not once have I been paid what I'm worth. Not once in those 22 years has someone said to me, thank you for the work. Here's a check for X amount.
Yeah.
This is what you deserve.
It's respect.
You're fighting for the money.
Yeah.
They find ways not to pay you the full amount.
The delays.
Right. So this is very simple. Ugh. Give me your film. And we can test this in the next 3 weeks. Give me the film that's sitting on another platform. I don't know how long your license is with the other platform. And let's put it on my platform. Even if you earn $15,000, I guarantee you it's more than you are. You don't have to answer this question, but I guarantee you it's more than you are paid. Don't answer that question.
I love this. This is so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's truly a one of a kind, you know. And look, I have so many people coming up to me saying, man, dude, you're just one person in a long line of people that's tried to do the VOD.
No, thing. Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we see it. There's many. And just in Kenya alone, there are many.
No, but this is different.
There's
because
Visasa,
it's...
There's Baze. I mean, these are all Kenyan products, right?
Yeah.
But we are creating a product that will be promoted incidentally by the producer. Because
yeah.
obviously you're going to drive traffic benefits to my platform.
Me. Yeah.
On top of that, you're also earning money every time someone views it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an app on my phone.
So
you know, I'm so tech adverse.
The platform you can access on your TV. This is the consumer platform on your TV, on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop.
Okay.
The producers will get the app,
nice.
So they can track their views.
Amazing.
So imagine you're buying a house, for example.
Yeah.
And the house is going to cost you 2 million shillings. Okay. And you're 300,000 shillings short, you will go crazy calling all your friends who are influencers saying, hey, push this on your socials. I want people to watch my film.
Yeah.
You can wake up in the morning and have your $300,000 in your online Fronty wallet. Now, you know, again, it sounds, in theory, everything sounds wonderful, right? Even...
No, it really does.
Even the presidential candidates, in theory, their ideologies sound great, right?
Yeah.
But truthfully, we're talking about and again, there's a phase two as well, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But we're talking about a platform where you can actually see the money you're making. And it's not that someone is going to pay you X and then use your film and earn X. And so the ecosystem itself will be cyclical in such a way that once a film is successful once, that producer will go nowhere else. Our second model for Fronty, and I wanted to get your thought on this, is to go to key countries in Africa,
mm-hmm.
use some of the profits we've made in the first year of Fronty being up and running, revenue earning, and upskill production houses and producers. So we can do what Netflix does now. They call it Netflix Originals. We'll have Fronty Originals from different parts of Africa
Amazing.
As well. So that would be
No, it should be called Frontier.
Frontier. There you go. Frontier. Love it. Oh, there you go. So we got a name for it, a new name for that as well. So we have a platform, which I'm not going to talk too much about right now because I'm still designing it, for content creators and influencers to upload their content.
Listen, do you know how nice it is being a creative, right? I wasn't good at maths. I was like, I have to be a creative. I am a creative. But I also knew that I would never be rich as a creative.
Well, now you can.
So at least there's some sort of option.
There's some hope.
Yeah, there is
and
some
also,
hope.
If you are going to do that passion project, this is my call to all filmmakers who are saying, you know what, no matter what happens, I'm going to do this passion project because it's my dream. Do that passion project. Spend your own money. It's okay if that's something you had planned to do. Don't overspend and go broke. Bring that film. Meet all those high quality standards. And soon you'll see on the Frontier website, we'll have a list of what those standards look like. You'd like to be able to download the producer's manual.
Amazing.
Bring us that film. It no longer has to be a passion project. It can be a passion project that earns you a lot of money.
Frontier. Exciting frontiers.
That's the plan.
Do it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great to get some insight from you. And bring us your film.
I will.
That's Davina Leonard, radio presenter, producer, screenwriter, actor, soon to be just a producer on Fronty.
The Back to Fronty podcast, available on Capital FM SoundCloud.